Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and after. Jesus gave the key.
Lift the Savior up. Welcome to Glory United Ministries, WGUM, featuring Pastor Patricia Bennett. So glad you're with us, and the very next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Patricia Bennett.
Amen, amen, and amen again. We need somebody to help us lift up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Are you lifting up the Savior for men to see? Are you lifting him up in your family? The hardest people in the world to get saved is those of our loved ones. It's hard to get your family members saved. I'm sure a mother must be proud when she looks around and sees her children sitting there in church. I recall my sister saying once to me that on New Year's Eve night, what a joy came over her to look back and see her three children come in to the house of God on New Year's Eve night. My nephew Mel, she said she'd look back, and a few minutes before midnight, he'd make it through the door. That's a good feeling. We have to lift up Jesus so that our family members will want to lift him up. Not just with lip service, but indeed, I want to say to you this evening, this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. My bishop's wife, Mother Blackshear, used to get up every time Mother got up. She quoted the same scripture. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And one of the ladies, when she joined another church, she said, if I didn't learn anything else while I was there in that ministry, I learned, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So one thing you can say about Glory United on tonight, Pastor Benjamin is going to let you know that this is the day that the Lord he has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am getting ready to decrease because I hear that our songster is already locked and loaded. She is in place. So I am going to decrease and let her come forward, and I will join you immediately when she's done. God bless you, Mother Janie.
Hi.
Bless you,
Hi,
darling.
Pass.
Hello.
Reverend Patricia, Pastor Patricia, how are you doing?
I'm holding on.
All right. Hi, Dr. Scott, how you doing? And I'm going to sing a song tonight. Pastor Patricia, in the loss of my, I have a cousin, he died, Reverend Henry Lewis Coins. He's right from here in the Hollywood area. He's been a reverend for years. And he passed away, but I want to say to my family, I'm going to sing this song. When he called me, I will answer. When he called me, I will answer. When he called me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. When he called me, I will answer. When he called me, I will answer. When he called me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Be somewhere listening for my name. And I'm going to sing a little piece of this song for my friend, Pastor Patricia, and your sister Jackie, and for Reverend Hodges. He was not feeling good this week. We had prayer meeting on last night, and he was not even on it. But the wife let us know that he was very weak from the treatment that he'd been getting. So it would be wrong of me not to sing a little piece of his favorite song that I do in the church all of the time for him. And your sister Jackie loved this song too, Blondie and Rita. My niece Mabel and my daughter Ashley. My niece Susie Mitchell. The whole group. And I hope all of them are listening. But if not, I'm going to say, there's a God who knows it all. And there's a God who knows it all. Land, all the powers in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. Sometimes our burden gets heavy, and it seems like it's more than we can bear. But just go down on your knees and talk to Jesus. And I know he will answer prayer. 'Cause there's a God who knows it all.
Yes.
There's a God who knows it all.
Yes.
He rules all the land, all the powers in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. Sometimes your friends, they deceive you. And you know, they scandalize your name. But just go down on your knees and talk to Jesus. 'Cause I know he will answer prayer. And there's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He rules all the land, all the powers in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. So to the Coins family, my family, remember when God called you, you got to answer. You got to answer. And there's a God who knows it all. So family, hang in there and be strong. I'm trying to be strong, too. God have the last say, because God is in control. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Patricia.
God bless you. God bless you, Mother Janie. We thank God for you. For every week you invite family abroad. And we thank God for you inviting your family members to get on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. You're not inviting them because you're singing. You're inviting them because it's the good thing to do to ask our family members, come and go with me to my Father's house. Come listen to the Word of God. We don't know it will be our last time. We don't know. Some was here yesterday. They're not here today. Some was here last week. They've already been buried. We don't know, but that's why I like to let you know it is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad. And I might get a little upset sometimes. The road is rough. The going gets tough. The hills are hard to climb, but I can't give up. I've come too far to turn around. The storms keep raging in our life, but we can't give up. We got to go forward in Jesus, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He bought me. He taught me with his redeeming blood. I tell you, I thank God for you, Mother, and to your bereaved relatives, your family members. We have all sat in that spot where we have lost someone very, very dear to us. It's no new thing. This is what's happening before we got here. It's going to continue to happen when some of us leave. It's not going to stop until Jesus comes again. But he gives us strength to make it through the night. I know one of the secular men helped me make it through the night. Well, you know, God will help you make it through your night. He will help you make it through the darkest hour. The darkest hour is just before the day. I was up this morning at 5:30, and so I went to the window just to look out of the window. At 5:30, I said, my God, it's dark out there. But all was about an hour later, I began to see daylight. That's the way it is in our lives sometimes. We're at a dark point in our lives. But if you keep looking, you will begin, you don't know how it's happening, but you will begin to see it getting brighter and brighter and brighter. So her song says, there's a God who knows it all. And for those that have gone in, they've gone on to the other side. I'm sure they must found a solace in singing, there's a bright side somewhere. And I'm not going to rest until I find it. The bright side is in Jesus. He is our hope of glory. He's our joy in a time of sorrow. He's our light in darkness. The Lord, the psalmist says, my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Oh, bless his name. You can read the word for yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus. We were in Mark's gospel for the last 2 weeks, I believe. So I'm right back in Mark's gospel. I won't be before you long. I know you all have things you like to do. And it's been a long day. Some have been up since 6 this morning. And they're soon ready to just kick back in their chair and relax. Let's go to Mark's Gospel, the 6th chapter of Mark, St. Mark, Mark, however way you want to pronounce it. Write it down. And then look over it in your leisure time. Make it a part of your daily bread. For the Jesus taught the disciples to say, give us this day. See, because you don't have tomorrow. Yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus. And tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Give me the strength to do every day what I must do. But yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow, it's not promised to you. Tomorrow is not promised to you. So we got to make every day count. We have to live today as if it is our very last day on this earth, because we have right now, but tomorrow belongs to God. And he can lend it to us when tomorrow comes, or he cannot give it to us when tomorrow comes. Haven't you said, well, gosh, I just talked to her yesterday, and she's gone? I just talked to him 2 days ago, and he's gone? Because it's not promised to you. Only God make that decision. Whether he wants to give you tomorrow. I give my life tomorrow. I thought about today. Oh, no. It was easier to say tomorrow. I promise you tomorrow. But then the songwriter said, you better choose the Lord today, because tomorrow very well might be too late. You better thank God tonight for this very moment. But you know, we got the people that say tomorrow. I'll listen to the program next week. I'm going to go with you this Sunday, but I promise I'll go with you next Sunday. It's not promised to you. All you have is what's in front of you, and that's the now. The very next moment is not promised to us. Don't live your life foolishly. Live so if God, the young lady saying, I want to live so God can use me any time or anywhere. That's the way we gotta live. We got to live as it is our last time. So when our body is racked with pain, when we're receiving a treatment that make us out of it, make us tired, don't have any energy, we already have put up our petition before the Lord. I can't wait till I get on my dying bed to start confessing my sins. I won't wait until I get on my dying. I'm going to confess my sins every day. Lord, forgive me today, because I may not have this chance anymore. God bless you, Mother Janie, and your entire family, and to your church family, because of your minister, your pastor, Pastor Reverend Hodges, who you all love dearly, is going through a time. But when God's time is, that's when it'll be finished. So if God intends for him to go on a little farther, it will be. And if God said, rest my child, come on up and receive your crown, he'll do that too. But we just gonna keep on blessing his holy name, giving God the glory and the honor. Mark Gospel 6, starting at verse 1. And he went out from thence and came into his own country. Somebody say his own country. And his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? They were quite inquisitive. They saw this strange man doing things that they had never been acquainted with before. First of all, who is this teaching in the synagogue and on the Sabbath day? Don't you know that you're to keep the commandments, set to keep the Sabbath holy? Why is he going against the word or the commandments? Why is he doing this? What kind of wisdom is this that this man possess? What, in other words, let's bring it home. What up? What up with him? Where he come from? Who is he? On the Sabbath, don't you know that you're to keep the Sabbath holy? You're not supposed to be in the temple teaching. They were quite disturbed by it. You see, Jesus was in his own territory. Let me put it that way. He was in his own territory. People know you, and they grew up with you. They know your family, your family tree, your family background. They know whether you have had whores or honorers in your family. They know whether you had teachers or preachers in your family. They know whether you had alcoholics in your family. They know whether you had dope fiends in your family. And now here comes one from a tree like that with wisdom and teaching about the Lord. Come on here. Who does he think he is? Okay, let's go on to verse number 3. Is not this the covenant? That's y'all. I just got finished explaining that. Here we go. Isn't that my mother's name is Naomi? Is that Naomi's daughter? Is that Patty? That one that would cuss you out in a heartbeat? That's her preaching on Blog Talk? I don't believe. Honey, the world getting ready to come to an end. There ain't no way in the world that girl could change. That's y'all. This is what they were saying about Jesus. Is not this the carpenter? The son of Mary? Come on here. The brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? And listen, now check this out. Now, can you hear Mother Janie saying, you mean Sister Jackie's sister? She go to church with me. Sister Jackie do, and her sister on there. Lord, I didn't know if any good thing could come out of that family. Oh, Sister Jackie, she all right, but I didn't know about the rest of them. Oh, bless his name. But you see, it's nothing new, because they did it back then to Jesus, and people are doing it now. Let one of your children turn their life over completely to Christ and start witnessing. And you see a difference. People will start, instead of blessing God for the turnaround, they start complaining about, well, how did it happen and why is it happening this way and at this particular time? You know that person ain't changed. They're just faking a fraud. That's all they're doing. You know, this is the month of October. And all the months belong to God. But, you know, it's the little time for all this is. I'm sure those hypocrites that was there to criticize what Jesus was doing, maybe it was trick or treat. Maybe they thought he was tricking and treating them to something that was new to them. So, therefore, it was null and void. Maybe it was a trick or treat thing to them. But let me tell you something, Jesus had no tricks, but he comes with treat. And the greatest treat that he has is life, and he has life more abundantly. The devil comes with the tricks, but my Jesus came with the treats. He said, lo, I go, but I'll come back again, and I'll receive you unto myself. Lo, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you will be also. I come with treats. I don't come with tricks. Oh, bless his name. But the devil said, I came. The devil gave you his resume. So why are you being entangled with the yoke of bondage here? The devil said, I came to kill, steal, and destroy. These are the tricks that I have. I'm going to make you think it's already all right. But you're on your way to hell if you fool with me. Because all I got is tricks. You remember? I know my sister that used to be on television. Felix the cat, he'd go in his bag and put out some tricks. That's what the devil does. He carries his bag. He pulls a rabbit out of his hat. He pulls out a lot of tricks. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Cast all your burdens upon me, for I care for you. That's what Jesus said. That was the treats that he had. You're already healed. With my stripes, you're already healed. I was wounded for you. That's the treats that I have for you. I don't have any tricks. I came to keep you out of a burning hell. I'm Jesus, the Son of the living God. Oh, let's get to the word. I'm almost finished. I really should just stop right there, but I just want to go just a little bit farther with this word. It says, but verse number 4, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own kin. See, y'all, tearing down your own folk, having nothing. Well, you know that boy ain't going to be nothing. Well, you know his daddy won't no good. But you know the apple don't fall far from the tree. Then the person goes out and get into trouble. And Lord, oh, my God, that's a shame. You already spoke that against the person. You didn't say God can turn it around. I have a young lady in New York, and this young lady, I like this young lady a lot. And she was an alcoholic until recently. She went in a program, and so far I believe she's 8-9 months clean. And I kept telling a certain person that knows this woman, I said, listen, the Bible says that is hope for a living dog. And I believe that's in Proverbs, if not Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. I can get it. It's hope for a living dog better than a dead lion. Stop speaking doom and gloom over your seed. You turned out all right, didn't you? You were a mess and a wretch undone. Well, if God turned your life around, why can't he do it for your cousin or your cousin's cousin and your cousin's cousin, cousin's cousin? I'm just using that so no one won't be offended. And the young lady has turned her life around. But I kept telling the lady, I said, she can change. No, she can change. And I began to point out to her the other people that were drunks the same way, and they changed in church, saved, working for the Lord. But it's your own kind. Say you won't amount to anything. Jesus says a prophet has no honor in his own country, around his own people, around his own kindred. They won't give you respect. Everyone else will respect you. Says, hello, Pastor so-and-so. In my church, a church of God in Christ, the preachers are called elders or pastors or bishops. But some of the other churches, they're allowed to say reverend. But scripture says, call no man reverend. Reverend, no man. So in my church, we don't call our elders reverend this and reverend that. We say minister or elder or pastor. But that's the way we were taught, and that's what we do. But the people don't respect you. We had a minister in our town. We all went to school together, and the man started preaching, and they still wouldn't give him respect. But Jesus already said that you have no honor among your own kin because they just think of you as a nothing and a nobody. But I'm so glad that Jesus don't see you that way. When he makes a change in your life, he don't see you. Wait, let me move on. I'm excited. I said I was going to be finished in a few minutes. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, among his own kin, and in his own house. They don't respect you, not at all. And he could there do, now listen to this, he could there do no mighty works. This is Jesus, who is almighty, all powerful. This is the man who raised the dead. This is the man who opened the blind eyes. this is the one who made the lame to walk and the dumb to talk. This is Jesus of Galilee, Nazareth, the Son of God. He could not do. This is what the scripture said. He could there do no mighty work. He couldn't do any miracles. He didn't raise the dead. He couldn't do it. Let me tell you why he couldn't do it. See, because he had no honor amongst his own folk. They're the worst critics. I love my sister. I thank God for my sister Jackie. She is my advocate. She sends out the notification saying, come see a woman. Come hear a woman that's talking about Jesus. And if you're talking about Jesus, he's a friend of mine. I thank God for her. And she'll have her reward. God reward us for what we do. She is a preacher of the gospel. No, I know she in that kitchen said, hey, sissy, wait, I ain't doing that. No, because she's not a talker like I am. I was talking when I was born. But here's the thing. Jesus said, lift me up. That's what we open up with. She is lifting up Jesus when she called people and sent out text messages and sent out announcements through Facebook saying, come, hear the word of God. She's working in the kingdom. She's working for the master. So is my mother Janie. Come, get on tonight. You're working for Jesus. That's what he saved us for. So that we can tell others, come see a man. Come hear the word of God. Come listen to the WOG on Wednesday night. Come. Bring your buckets so they'll be filled. Bring your rake so that something that the preacher might say, you can rake it in and it'll help you down the road. Mother Blondie, come listen on Wednesday. And I hear the number. Those of you that I haven't called your name, if you invited anyone on to listen to any program of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you are witnesses working in the kingdom. Jesus said, if I be lifted, how you gonna lift him? Sitting there keeping your mouth shut? No, you gotta tell somebody. Sang a song, said, I gotta tell somebody. I couldn't keep it to myself what the Lord had done for me. Oh, you all know I'm excited. Oh, bless his name. Let's get out of here. 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 All right, so verse number 5 said, and he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid hands upon a few sick, and healed them. Just a few sick. He laid hands on them. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Oh, I don't believe that. That ain't real. Oh, I don't believe that. I took a young man to church with me in 1984. Preacher was from California. The man never saw this man before. And when the man was walking to put an offering on the table, when he got back to his seat, the prophet got up and said, sir, in the green suit there, yes, you, stand up. So the man stood up, but when he stood up, he looked at me like, what have you done? So I put my head up in the air because I hadn't done a thing. So he said, sir, I see something going on on the inside of you. And the man began to make a circle around his own stomach, saying, I see something going on in your stomach. And if you don't stop, it's going to take you out of here. Now, that man had gone to the doctor, and the doctor had told him, said, listen, do you drink? He said, yes. Do you smoke? He said, yes. He said, if you want to prolong your life, you're going to have to stop smoking and drinking, said, because your liver is inflamed. And it's like a little tumor developing in your belly. And it can be fatal. But if you stop drinking and smoking, it would improve your chances of being here longer. So when church was out, the guy said to me, he said, you told that man that, because he didn't know that. I said, I didn't tell the man anything. You just found out yourself yesterday. So how could I tell the man that? That man is a prophet. God shows prophets things. Yeah, you told that man. That's why you told me to come go to church. So that, and the man know I had on a green suit. That's what the man looked right at you with a green suit on. He ain't colorblind. So the man was upset. But my sister said to him, so you don't believe that God can tell his preachers and his prophets things about you, but you believe it if it was Dr. Buzzard. You would have believed it if it was Dr. Buzzard said those things. Said, but because the man of God said it, you want to say somebody told him. Said, but God is powerful. And when she said that to the man, he kind of like got himself together, and he said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but the man did die later on. He kept on taking his little nips, and he kept on smoking, and that was the cause of death. Let me move on from there. But Jesus could only heal a few people because of their unbelief. Verse number 6, and he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the village teaching. You can't give up. Because they don't believe you, don't think that you're real, think that you're faking a fraud, think that somebody told you this, somebody was talking to someone. I live a kind of lonely life. I stay to myself. I have one or two people I talk to. Because when I walk into a church or if I start prophesying, I don't want anyone to say, oh, such and such a one told you. When I have people that call me that like to talk, and you know so-and-so and so-and-so, I'll hold it. I don't want to hear all that. If I'm to know it, God will tell me. You have to cut yourself off so that you'll be real for the Lord. I don't want to tell you something that somebody told me. When I tell you, I want to know that God told me, and I want you to know that God told me, because no one else knew but you and the Lord. Oh, bless his name. I'm almost finished. Verse number 7. And he called unto him the 12, talking about the disciples, and began to send them out forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. And he commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, my God, no money in their purse. Now, this is the instructions that Jesus gave the disciples. You don't take anything, don't write down anything, don't take any. Lord have mercy. Don't take no bread. Don't take no food. See, my God is able to supply everything that you need. And it said, and don't even bother to take any money in your purse. But he shod with sandals and not put on two coats. But be shod with sandals and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, in what place soever you ye enter into a house, there abide till ye depart from that place. So wherever it is that you go, wherever you end up, stay there until it's time for you to leave. Verse number 11, I'm going to close with verse number 11. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than that city. He wasn't playing. If they didn't hear the instructions that Jesus had given them to give, if they didn't want to hear what they had to say, Jesus told, don't argue with them. You don't have to prove anything to them. You don't have to, look, I know Jesus sent me, and I know Jesus told me to tell you. You don't have to do any of that. Just say what I told you to say. And if they don't receive that, then you shake the dust from your feet. Don't enter into there again. It's going to be hard on them, worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. I said I was going to stop there, and we will stop here. It's verse number 11. Write it down. We are stopping at verse number 11. We will pick this up next Wednesday night. We will start at verse 12. Somebody write this down and put it on your refrigerator with the rest of the stuff you got up there so that you'll already be locked and loaded when we come on next week, and we'll finish out this and see what else the Lord is doing for us. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this very day. We thank you because you have given us our daily bread. We thank you, God, for everyone that's on this call tonight. We thank you, God, that everyone has needs that only you can supply. We have illnesses that only you can fix. God, we want you to be with us day and night. Oh, God, help us to seek your face. Help us to call upon your name. God, I ask that you would be with the bereaved families on tonight, not just those that are in South Carolina, but the bereaved all over the universe. God, we just thank you. God, we thank you for protection tonight from the storms that's coming our way. We thank you tonight for food and for shelter, the little things that don't mean anything. God, we thank you for those things because they are big things in our life. We must have food and shelter. God, we just thank you because you died and you rose again. We thank you for allowing us to see another Wednesday. God, we're getting close to the end of the year. And we just want to say thank you for you brought us safe thus far. Oh, by your grace, God, you have blessed us. By your grace, you have kept us. And we thank you, just want to thank you forever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory, honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. God, we just want to thank you on tonight. It is a good thing to give thanks. And God, the family members that's having some unbelief when it comes to your name, God, I ask that you would visit them in a quiet way, that they will know that it was you that visited them and not someone had told them something. God, protect them. Take care of them. You said it is your will that none would perish, but all would come to repentance.
Come over me.
God, we thank you tonight for everything that you have done in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus, for everything. God, we just want to bless your holy name. Jesus, you're the one that's making the way. Oh, God, Dr. Scott, would you please stop the music? Well, I guess it's running automatically. But however, God, we just want to thank you, Father, for all that you have done for every one of us. Oh, precious Father, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, this is none like you, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Oh, we cannot let the enemy reign. We thank you, God. Oh, bless his name. God, I lift your name above all others. Oh, God, have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Touch and heal and set free tonight, Father God. In the name of Jesus, set the captive free, God. Heal from door to door, from heart to heart. God, help thou the unbelief that's prohibiting some miracles to take place in their life on tonight, God. Healing, you said, is the children's bread. But because of doubt and unbelief, it's not happening. But, Lord, we bless your name. We lift your name on high in the name of Jesus. So, therefore, I say thank you, Father. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for healing COVID. Thank you for healing cancers. Thank you for healing eye condition. Thank you for healing rheumatoid arthritis. Thank you for healing osteoarthritis. Thank you, God, for healing blood diseases. Thank you, God, for healing regular arthritis. Thank you, God, for healing Alzheimer's and dementia. Thank you, God, for healing alcohol. Thank you, God, for healing drug addicts. You can do it, God. I know you can. I've seen you turn their lives around, God. Some are preaching even now, strung out on drugs, didn't know their own name. But God, they're preaching the gospel now. Thank you, God. Thank you for you've done these things because somebody believed. Somebody respected your name, Jesus. And I thank you for it. Thank you for healing. Thank you for shelter again tonight, God. Oh, God, thank you for keeping us. We drive cars over the highway. Thank you for not letting us get ran over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us as the apple of your eye. Oh, God, I give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor belong to you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. I just want to thank you. I can't thank you enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, I still could thank you enough for all that you've done, mighty God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place. God, I thank you again. Yes, Lord, make it plain, God. Make the crooked places straight, God. Turn it around what the enemy's trying to do, God. Don't let him take nobody out, God, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, suicide demon. In the name of Jesus, I come up against you. Said in the Lord, God, rebuke you. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Oh, bless your name. Yes, Lord. God, I thank you again. Woo! I give you the praise. Yes, God. I come up against kidney disease tonight, God. I come up against kidney disease. God, I speak to the kidney and tell the kidney to function like it's supposed to in the name of Jesus, only in the name of Jesus shall these things be done in Jesus' name. Come against heart attacks, God, for you're a heart fixer and a mind regulator. God, fix us. Why should I worry when God provides? Oh, God. Whew. So tonight, there's no more need to cry. Let God provide. Oh, God, I ask that you would touch your manservant, Reverend Hodges. Touch his body again, God. Touch his body again, God. But while you're touching his body, touch his mind, Jesus. Oh, God, that he will dwell in the tent of the Most High God, that he would put his mind on Jesus. You said that you would keep us in perfect peace, all whose mind is stayed on the Lord. God, help him tonight to put his mind even in pain and in weakness. God, help him to look up and see you, that you're his help, you're his strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, David said, I will look up. Lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord God. Help Pastor Hodges to lift up his eyes unto the hills from whence cometh his help. For his help cometh from you. Yes, we have the doctor. Yes, we have radiation. Yes, we have all of the treatments, the means necessary. But still our help cometh from the Lord. God, if you would do these things, we will be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor shall be thine in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let the church.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. Now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.